Welcome to Session 8 of A New Can of Worms, a Star Frontiers RPG actual play podcast. In this session, the players sign up with the mercenary band that they demolished in the previous adventure, in an attempt to find out more information about the attack. Chikara visits his family, who live in the town of Riisdale where the mercenaries are based, and Checheka runs into his brother making a delivery in the town. Running time for this session is 3 hours, 20 minutes.
There's really no equipment that I need off the list. We'll just keep it in the...
Yeah. Where is the list?
It's now on the Explorer.
It's on the Explorer for the... character. I already need the stuff that we found.
And the mount...
Yeah, I already removed the stuff that I took, so...
And I did as well.
Okay.
But let me...
So if you're taking that Drellocyte albedo suit, better grab it before someone else does.
Ooh. And the equipment that Angel was looking at getting in general,
that should be added on here at some point.
Okay.
Maybe as a wish list or something.
That's what I was saying I would put in. I'll put in those grenades that we just bought.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, and the mount and the mortar itself needs to be added on there. But
no.
Oh, okay. I could do that.
We'll edit away while we're going.
Okay, who wants to recap for Sheen what happened and where we ended?
I got shot.
Yeah, you got knocked out.
I got shot.
Yeah, you really back. Got shot.
I got shot. Badly. Why recap last time? So somebody else hit it this time.
Meanwhile.
Yeah, so we rescued everybody on... you guys had already done that before I got out there, everybody on the ship. And then we totally blasted these guys that were coming to get the goods. And managed to capture two of them and did a decent job of interrogation, I think. And that's why we got this...
Hmm? Did we ever figure out what the goods were?
They were artifacts from Lake Laco.
Okay.
But anyway, so then Strill said, hey, nice work here, have all this money. And said, do you want to go and chase down these guys now that you know where the hideout is? Or do you want a different assignment? And we said, yeah, let's go kill them all.
Wow.
Is that a pretty good summary?
Here comes the Magnificent Seven. There we go. okie dokie.
All right, so I posted that map so you kind of have a feel for where everything is. So you guys are back in Point True, and the town, Riisdale, where their base is located, it's outside of the town, is a couple hours east or west of Point True. There's a road that runs out there. And so you can head out there. You have the company Explorer. You have the Explorer you salvaged from the mercenary company. Or you can take some other mode of transport to get there, depending on what you want to do.
Did we find out if they had made communications back to their boss during the battle?
Not that you know. You have no idea.
Okay. Then I say we take the two explorers because they both have weaponry. I mean, if they might know we're coming, so it's better to be armed.
Wasn't there discussion about us posing as mercenaries or something, and we were going to go undercover?
No, we were going to try to get recruited.
Yeah, one other bit of information is John, Chikara's family lives in Riisdale. So his parents and his two baby sisters live there in that town. So there's a connection you guys have to that town, at least in that way. We decided that kind of at the end of the session. So there's that. And yeah, you guys had talked about trying to infiltrate the mercenary company. But that's up to you guys. You guys can hash that out some more now, or you can, you know, whatever you want to do.
We've repainted and fixed up the Explorer, right?
It's one day after you got back.
All right. Well,
unless you want to take more time before you head out there.
If we head down there with their old vehicle, or if we head down there with a Streel vehicle, we might be causing some problems for ourselves.
Yeah, just paint a bullseye on the front.
Yeah. So maybe going down there with the Explorers is not the best idea if we're going to try to infiltrate.
Well, if we just head, you know, well, the thing is, there's a lot of Streel Explorers on the road.
Yeah.
If we just head into town and, you know, I call ahead and say, hey, Mom, I'm bringing a bunch of friends over for dinner. You know, it would look very natural.
Well, what I'm saying is we can't take their vehicle, and if we are only going to have to take the Streel one, we need to unmount our mortar and take it with us.
That's just a matter of just connecting it and putting it in the back. That's not an issue.
What I'm saying is we'll take the machine gun, but we should also take the mortar. I mean, we have it. We should.
We can just change it out.
Yeah.
They're interchangeable, yeah.
Or use it separately.
Yeah. I just, you know, I and until we get this thing painted, I don't want to drive around with a, hey, we killed your guys and stole your
car. And stole your car.
Oh, come on.
If it's only been
we're sure
day,
to get recruited that way.
If it's only been one day, we might not even have had time to hose them out.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Actually, he said that we recuperated for, like, what was it, 4 days?
No. This is just the next this
day.
It was only one day?
They said take the day off. So I assume that was the day you guys spent buying all your stuff. And so now it's the next day. You can spend more time in Point. Sure, you don't have to go out there right away. If you want to take the time to do more modifications and stuff, you can do that.
How long is it going to take to get our new paint job that we paid for?
It will probably take a couple days at least.
Hmm. Tell you what, why don't Jill and I go ahead sort of as an advance party? Because, you know, it's always good to split the party, right? And just find out what's going, you know, snoop around a little bit. I can talk to the family, see what they know, while Jill kind of does her little, you know, not quite so straight-laced thing and find out what's going on. And then we can come back and be ready while you guys stay with the van. Or we can all go in and come back and get the other Explorer.
Well, whatever you guys want to do.
That sounds good to me.
Which one?
The sending two people in?
Yeah, you guys go ahead.
Yeah.
Because you know the lay of the land because your parents. Joe has the skills to.
Well, I don't know the lay of the land all that much. My parents know the lay of the land. They moved here.
Right. Well, you got the contacts.
So, I got the contacts, yeah. So, Jill, you ready for a little road trip?
Absolutely.
And no, I'm not taking you to meet my parents because, you know, of all that. Sorry.
Tease.
Okay.
So how are you going to get there?
Oh,
public transport, or are you going to take
We could take public transportation, couldn't we?
Yeah, there's like bus line, like you can think something similar to Greyhound. There may even be a monorail at this point out to Rosedale. It's been long enough. In fact, I'll say there is. There's a monorail line that runs from Point True to Rosedale.
How much that cost?
That will cost you 20 credits.
Woo-hoo. Okay, I got my ticket. All right. Let's take the monorail. Oh, wait, is that 20 tickets round trip or 20 credits?
That's one way.
Okay,
Ouch.
That's kind of pricey. I mean, I've got it. I could pay for my ticket round trip. But
my ticket.
20 credits?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have inflation?
Referee, you have to have a whole economy in your head.
they're still paying for building it because it was only built about 20 years ago.
No, they're not paying.
Fair enough.
You are.
Well, yeah, exactly. They're recouping their costs.
All right, so I'm subtracting it each time I use it because I ain't paying for the round trip.
Yeah, no, there's so. Yeah, each time you use it.
There goes 20.
Can't believe that we're gonna have to use a Chronicom expense report app.
Spreadsheet for everything. All righty. So, all right, I created a table in there with the grenades in it, and assuming we have a weapons locker in there, as you start dragging stuff out that you don't want, we'll take the leftovers and I'll put it in the table for the in the
explorer. Oh, okay, maybe that's a chart. Okay, I see. Cool links.
So, Tom.
Yeah.
5 credits per SEU, right?
Yes.
So should we be charging 10 credits per kilometer for our mileage?
Yes. Now that it's not, that's our vehicle, not theirs. This is expense report time, guys.
Expense report, yeah.
No, because they've issued you a vehicle. You can use that.
No, but we need our vehicle, and we got to take care of wear and tear. There's got to be a little bit more on that.
Appreciation.
I mean, I can pay more per gallon reimbursing my travel than I pay per gallon.
Trust me, I just did my taxes. I know all about this.
We are so horrible.
Yeah. Talk about
it have been through life.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't taking anyone back to their childhood.
No.
No. No.
Next thing you know, I'm going to have a bud and we're going to claim child income credit.
All right, so who all's going out? Just the two or everybody?
I think it should be. Yeah, just the two.
Okay. So you catch the rail out to Riesgard.
No, and while we're gone, you three can be researching as much as you can at, you know, Streel headquarters or whatever, if there is anything.
Okay. So you do know they are able to. Actually, we'll do that first because this is some stuff they could have given you before you left. The mercenary group is called that's not it. Where'd it go? There it is.
I'm on that tram out there, right?
I think it was. Yeah. And I think it was Jill and...
It was Jill and Chikara.
Yeah, okay. So you're not, Eric.
Okay.
The mercenary group is called Reese's Resolutes.
Reese's Resolutes. Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's kind of a small outfit. There's 50 to 60 people in the company. The leader is a woman named Cassandra Reese. And she is the daughter of the gentleman who actually resettled this city after the war, which is why
family
the names,
business.
Which is why the names are the same. And they do small job. They do guard type stuff. They don't have a lot of information on what kind of jobs the company takes. They do know that there's a group of them, some detachment of the company working at basically a security detail in Point True right now. But beyond that, they don't know where any of the other people are. But that's the little bit of information this drill can give you. It's such a small operation that they don't really, you know, pay that much attention to it.
Yeah. Okay. So we go hop on the tram like a bunch of hobos, or a couple of hobos. Let's go.
All right. You have an uneventful 2-hour ride. Do you call ahead to tell your parents you're coming, or are you just going to show up at their door?
Oh, I should probably call ahead. And you know what? I better spend another 2 credits to get candy for the girls.
All right.
Well, gotta stay, you know, in their good graces.
Since you called ahead, your mom and your sisters pick you up at the monorail station. And your sisters are quite excited to see you, especially when you give them candy. Your mother just rolls her eyes at you.
Hey, I was 3 once, you know.
And they drive you back to the house. So, are you going to go out in the morning, the afternoon? What time of day do you want to be getting there? Leave that up to you.
I'm not sure. I guess morning.
Okay. It would be noonish. If you're going to leave Point True in the morning, you probably leave about 9-10 o'clock, and you get there midday.
Get there around lunch.
Yeah, about around lunch. Okay. So your mom takes you up, feeds you. You know, dad's at work. Who's this nice young lady you brought with you?
She's a friend that, you know, co-worker. We're coming into town here anyway, so we came on ahead just to hang out and find out, you know, get the lay of the land out here, and, you know, how are things in town? What do you hear? What do you know? I mean, you know, what's the news?
Oh, nothing much. So the town itself is probably about 20,000 people, so it's a pretty big sized town. It was one of the earlier settlements after the war, and then being kind of close to Point True has developed. It's mostly agriculture in this area, so that's something you would know. But she says, well, city's been growing since we got here. Your dad's business is doing good.
That's good.
We keep, you know, town's growing. People need places to shop and need to buy things. So, you know, as long as we can keep prices good, he seems to be doing well. He misses being on ship, though. But otherwise, I don't know. It's definitely different than Clarion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, you know, I've heard about this group, the Reese's, not Reese's Pieces, Reese's,
I'm hungry, don't do that.
Reese's Rapscallions, I don't know, isn't there some group out here looking for work or whatever?
I know who you're talking about. There's that human girl that runs them. Yeah, her dad like was the mayor till about 4 years ago. Just before we moved here, they say. Yeah, they have a little camp north of town, a couple miles, just up in the foothills. They come into town sometimes. Some of their guys come into the shop, pick up stuff. They're just one of many staffing agencies here in town. They do more military security type stuff than some of the other ones. Yeah. So why they're based out of town. So they think they got like a practice range out there or something.
Oh, practice range. Okay. Yeah. Are they recruiting these days, or does it seem like business
company
is doing
like
there,
that's
or?
Probably are always recruiting. I don't know anything specific. Yeah. I don't pay attention to that. I mainly spend time with your sisters. They keep me busy.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I'm a lot older than
but
when
I mean,
you
how
and
much
your older
trouble
siblings.
Can two little girls get into? Really? I mean, you know. Okay. Well, where would someone go to find out more about this group?
You could drive out. I mean, it's not like
just
not
head
like,
on out. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I assume you could do that. They don't like maintain an office in town or anything. So.
Okay. I mean, so that's what I was wondering: is if they had like a, some office here in town that folks,
not really. Not that I know of. They might. But
okay,
not over on our side of town. We're anywhere near Dad's shop.
Yeah. So is he still tinkering with them old computer parts?
Oh yeah. He's always tinkering with something.
Yeah, that's Dad. Cool. I can't think of anything else. What about you, Jill?
John, what kind of shop do you want your dad to have?
I was thinking it was just a kind of like a general store type of a shop.
That's kind of what I was thinking too, but just double checking.
Well, you have a lovely home.
Thank you, dear. You seem a little young to be running around with. This kind of group. The kind of guys that I know my son here works with.
Well. I'm young. But old in spirit.
Yeah, she's quite capable of keeping us in our place.
Good for you, dear. You do that. So she serves you lunch. You guys talk. Your sisters climb all over you while you're there. And they're running around, goofing off. And your mother's like, kids and visitors.
Of course. So we hang out and, for a little bit. I think that's probably about as much as we're going to get information wise. I don't know. Yeah, is there any reason to hang out in town or head back?
Well, I'll lean in and whisper quietly. What about, stuff going on, local gossip. I mean, it's probably unrelated, but I suppose it couldn't hurt to ask.
True, good idea. So, what's new in the neighborhood talk these days? What are you overhearing?
That's a good word.
Yeah. Well, no, nothing exciting. I think Strill's going to be building something out here. Don't know if it's going to be a warehousing or storefront or whatever, but they've got a big chunk of land out on the east end of town towards Point True that they've kind of put on, you know, construction fencing up around. So something's going in. Nobody knows really what it is yet. So that's something that's been happening. The weather's been really good. Farmers have been doing well, which has been good, which has in turn been good for Dad because they've had money to spend.
Yeah.
And they just finished the new school last year. It's a high school's technical school. They've got a couple elementary schools going in by the time your sisters are old enough to start attending. They should be done, so they'll be in a brand new school. So that's been good. That's been kind of exciting for people, because the schools here have been a little crowded recently with the city growth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to hear the city is growing, though. I mean, that's...
Yeah, we're starting to get... It's kind of nice because it was, you know, it's like most of Pale, it's predominantly humans here, but there's been several Usurian families move in the last few months around town. So the clan community, you know, we're all different clans, but the Usurian community has been growing. It's been nice to be able to interact with other
Usurians. You know from our clan yet?
Yep. No. We need to decide what clan you're from.
Yeah, I have no idea.
but there's only about a couple dozen Usurian families in town, so you know the odds are pretty slim. So
yeah, okay, well, cool.
But remember when I said it couldn't hurt to ask about gossip? I was wrong.
But you know, you should go down the store and say hi to your dad.
I will.
He'd be happy to see you. So
cool. I think we'll go do that now, and we'll probably be heading out fairly soon. So you know, not so I promise the girls I'll bring them candy next time we come in, come by too.
More Reese's Pieces.
I guess we got Reese's Pieces. So let's go talk to Dad.
Okay, so she let you take the car, and she's going to stay home with your sisters, and you guys can just drive down to where your dad's store. Unless you want to walk. It's a couple kilometers away. So it's up to you.
Couple kilometers?
Yeah, I mean, it's easily within walking distance if you just want to walk down there.
You know, we might as well walk.
I can use a walk. Something to keep me awake at this point. Jeez. Town gossip is boring.
Hey, it's a small town that's growing. There's not much to do here other than, you know, chase cows and watch construction.
I thought being in a small ship for months at a time was boring. Wow.
All right, let's go for a walk.
Okay, so you head out, and obviously around your your parents' house is residential area, and your dad shops down on basically what's the main street of the town, and you head down there, and as you get a little closer, there's kind of, I mean, most of the shop, it's residential almost all the way there, and then most of the shops are there on the main street, or there's an intersecting, you know, think of a main street and a perpendicular street to it that's a secondary main street. That's kind of where the business district is of the town, and you can definitely tell one thing you notice for, I mean, is that it is a new town. The roads are all nice and straight. Yeah. It's on a Cartesian grid. Really easy to get around. There's no old construction. And that's true. It's more, actually for you two who grew up off this planet. It's something you definitely notice. Those that grew up on Pale, that's just the way it is, except for Point. Point Drew has old buildings in it because it's the only town, the only city that wasn't destroyed in the invasion 45 years ago. And and there's my 4-year-old. Okay, go on out. Okay. Don't get it out anymore. There you go. He's pulling the stuffing out of his blanket. Everything's relatively new, and the center of town's the older part of town. But even then, you know, buildings are only 40 years old, so everything is fairly new construction. Still has a lot of shine to it. In places, so you get downtown and there's quite a variety of shops, a lot of specialty shops, some other general stores, kind of like the one that
the dad's running.
Yeah, Chikara's dad, his name's Harry. Harry runs. So, do you want to stop anywhere, or do you just want to head straight to your dad's shop? I mean, you don't know anybody in town, probably. You know, people nod and, you know, acknowledge you as you're driving, but nobody, like, tries to talk to you or anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you think it would help to sort of spend a little time dropping in a couple of different shops to just listen into things, you know, do some browsing through stores. I think that, first of all, it'd be good to just kind of listen to the conversations going on. And then also, then when we do hit Dad's shop, anyone who might be watching us because we're strangers would... at first, maybe even just dismiss us as some foreigners that are hitting the shopping district.
Shopping district.
Sounds plausible. Although, I don't think anybody would have reason to suspect us of anything anyways, necessarily.
True. Then we might as well just head straight to the shop.
Okay.
All right. So you get to his store, and you walk in, and when he sees you, he yells out, "Chikara, how are you? Good to see you, son." He can't get
hey,
you.
Hey, Dad.
He rolls his wheelchair. He's in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking, do they have wheelchairs, you know, or they, power chairs?
Yeah, something like that. A power,
something
hover,
like that.
Probably a hover chair, even. if you want to do that. So, you know, he floats over. For those of you who don't know, he was injured in a spaceship accident and lost his legs and has retired here to Pale. So that's the story on John's dad. What brings you to Reesdale?
Oh, you know, just we're gonna be passing through here. And I thought I'd, you know, come ahead just to say hi to y'all, and Jill here had a little business to do here in town, so we came out ahead of the rest of the group, and then we're gonna be passing through.
Jill, he offers his hand. Nice to meet you. You work with my son, huh?
Yes, but it's purely platonic. We do not sleep.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's out of the way. I wasn't even thinking.
Well, your son expressed some embarrassment. I just wanted to feel that I would not.
Okay. So how are things going with the store, Dad?
Actually, we're doing really good. The city's growing. I think Strill's going to put in a shopping center out west of town. That might hit us a little bit, but or east of town. I think that's what they're building. Nobody knows for sure, but I suspect with the growth of the town, we're starting to get big enough now that, you know, it makes sense for them to put a distribution store's front out here. I mean, we carry a lot of Strill products. All the stores do. They're the main manufacturer here on Pale. But I suspect they're going to be putting something in out there. But who knows? But right now, I mean, business is good because the city's growing faster than the businesses are going in. So, you know.
Well, good. So you made a good choice on where to settle in.
Yeah, this was definitely better than trying to settle in Point Drew.
Is it a good place to live, too? I mean, yeah, it's... You know, no troubles or anything.
Not significant. We have an occasional, you know, creature wandering to town. and they're still cleaning up this planet after the invasion. But
no Sathar though, right? You know,
no. Had a quick death a couple years ago. But this town's big enough that it didn't take too long to resolve. You got a lot of farmers, and they like to keep animals off their farms. So it's definitely different than Clarion. You know, everybody here carries pretty much, and you know, things like that happen, but it's quickly taken care of. So, you know.
Probably got a bunch of companies that hire little groups to run security for everybody.
There's half a dozen here in town, actually. It's a good base. They're close enough to Point True that they can get in and out easy, but far enough away that, you know, it's a little more remote. And
what kind of supplies do those groups tend to go after then?
You mean what do they buy?
Everything. You're a salesman. Everything.
I do more. Lean a little more toward tech and stuff. I, you know, computer parts, equipment parts. You know, machine parts. So they maintain vehicles. And then of course, they have to buy food, but, you know, I don't...
Yeah.
That's not really my area, so...
Yeah. So none of them suddenly come in buying any large amounts of any specific anything?
Not really. No. Just this and that. The companies themselves. I don't really do much. I don't have any orders with like any of the groups, like standing orders for fulfillment, things like that. But the individuals come in all the time for things.
Okay.
You have an interest in one of the groups?
Well, you know, I'd heard about this Reese's Rangers or Reese's Raveners or whatever they're called.
The Resolutes.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys.
The R2s. They have little logos that have like an R with a square, you know, a little 2 to the superscript 2 on it. That's their like corporate logo or something. Yeah, I know those guys. They have a base up north of town. They say the commander's a looker, but she's human, so I don't really care. You know, not my type. I'm married anyways. And that's a pretty tight outfit from what I understand. They tend to do pretty good. They're not that big, but they're connected. So her dad.
Yeah, well, I hear, you know, this is their town essentially.
Yeah, kind of. Although they don't really most of the people in that group aren't locals. There's a few that are. But
really?
Yeah, most of them are from out of town. I don't no idea okay. why. Or what the logic is there, but they don't actually actively recruit here in town. Most of the other ones do, but that group doesn't.
That's interesting. Huh. I wonder why that is.
I mean, some of the people are like their computer tech. He comes in a lot, or at least one of them. He's definitely a local. He grew up here in town.
Yeah.
He has lots of stories.
Any good ones?
Oh, just not really.
Oh,
you know, just
well, you know, stories are great.
He can write. You know, he reminisces about you know when the town was smaller.
He
grew up here, so he's watched it grow up around us, even more so.
Yeah.
So, but you know, he's good for you know. Trying to understand who's who sometimes. Since we're new, he can usually answer any questions when things like that comes up. He comes in about once a week or so.
Okay. Cool. Maybe I'll run into him. What's his name?
Michael.
Cool.
Michael Carr.
Yeah, maybe I'll run into him when we're here. I'll keep a watch for him. But... All right. Well, we gotta head back, finish getting ready for our next assignment. But like I said, we're gonna be passing through.
Okay. Well,
might be able to stop, but I can't promise.
Well, good seeing you. Nice you stopped in for a little while. I'm sure your mom was glad to see you and your sisters.
Yeah, it was good seeing them, too. I mean, haven't really seen them much since I went off to school there.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice. But, yeah, I'll drop in whenever I can.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Jill, is there anything else? Have you, you know, I'm thinking... As we were walking through town, it might have been, or maybe we can do a little more walking through town. Is there any kind of skill Jill can make a roll against to see if she picks up on any subtleties of criminal elements or whatever.
That's an excellent question. And I thought of that too.
All right.
So that is a good question. Stealth wouldn't cover something like that, would it?
Not unless somebody was trying to hide, and then you might notice them. or if you wanted to slip off, you know, that's more of an active one. Go ahead. Well,
and...
Yeah, because it says in the... in the agent PSA right. description, you know, it applies to prowling, hiding, shadowing, concealment,
right.
et cetera. So I'm thinking if it applies to shadowing, I might be able to.
Okay, I mean, you could definitely use it for, like, if you're just trying to, like, inconspicuously, you know, wander around behind somebody and listen to what they're talking about and that kind of thing. Yeah, it would definitely apply to that type of stuff. If that's what
okay.
you mean.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go ahead and make a roll.
Roll them dice.
Roll them dice and see what happens. Okay. All right. So what kind of information are you looking for?
Looking to see if there's somebody following us or
okay.
paying us any undue attention.
No, there isn't. Nobody seems to be. I mean, you get looks just because you're in a – but the town's big enough that not everybody – it's not like you're in Rosegard where everybody knows everybody and half of them are related. So people look at you because, you know, there's a Jazirian, which is fairly rare in the town, and a young woman walking around. But, I mean, you get glances, but nobody, like, stops and stares, and it doesn't look like anybody's, like, following you or really paying attention to you. I mean, they notice okay. you, acknowledge you if you walk past them on the street, but, no, it's... There doesn't seem to be anything.
Okay.
In that regard.
And I will pass that information along.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I will check again.
Mm-hmm.
Just sort of keep my eye open.
All right. So you're doing that. Anything else as you're moving through town?
Let's see. Do they have like a general store, or is it a bit more? Is it a bigger town than that?
They do. I mean, that's kind of what. The store you just left is kind of a general store, though it leans more towards technology and equipment. It doesn't do much in the way of like think of it kind of like a department store, but not quite that big. And okay. it doesn't really do foodstuffs. It does things like that. But yes, there's general stores. There's also specialty stores for just about anything that you want.
Okay. I was...
Although they all tend to be small and boutique.
The purpose for my question was I was trying to figure out if there's a place where people go and exchange gossip and... where someone might go and... inconspicuously overhear an interesting conversation.
I'm sure there
perhaps,
is.
Perhaps a tavern.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely restaurants and bars in the town. in places like the gathering places like that, yes.
So if you want... I think we should stop in at one or two of them. And...
Okay.
And you can do your thing.
All right, so at this point, it's late afternoon. I'll assume that you spent some time at the two places you've been. So people that get getting off work early are starting to get off. Business is starting to pick up. As you're winding your way through town, there's a place that's kind of a cross between. It's basically a tavern, I guess, if you want to think of it that way. It's a little more on the restaurant side than the bar side, but seems to be pretty busy, even for this time of day. So it seems to be pretty popular. So do you guys want to just head on in?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Okay.
Head on to the bar section.
Okay. And, you can find a couple open seats. Or actually, it's at this point, it's a small table with a couple seats at it that you can sit at.
I was hoping to get a place where I can listen to people's conversations.
Oh yeah, you're surrounded by people. So this is like little tables out. The bar is right there. You're like 5 feet away from it. And there's like four or five of these little tables around. Some of them are occupied. Then there's the rest of the restaurant has tables and booths, and there are people. So there's definitely conversation going on around you. So as you sit down, a waitress comes up and says, what do you guys want? There's little menus sitting on the table. So you can just say whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll just order.
Yeah. You order something small.
Order something.
Uh-huh. All right, so she takes your order.
Kind of light snackish kind of a thing.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So how much more money did I just spend?
Couple credits. Couple credits is all. All right, so I want both of you to make a int roll.
Int roll.
And you can add your stealth onto that, Doug. So you made it. And John makes it. Okay, so.
Wow, my int's pretty low.
Well, it's higher than 15. I can guarantee that.
Yes.
You hear a lot of just random talk, nothing that really stands out. Some of the things your mom and dad told you come up. There's speculation on what the Strio compound is going to be. But you do pick up somebody makes a comment, and you're not sure where it came from, so you can't actually identify who said it. But... somebody makes a comment to the effect that they heard that the Resolutes had the R2s had some sort of a setback the other day, that. He calls her Cassie. Is in a foul mood right now. So you hear that, and they sent out a big team was out, and apparently not all of them came back. They just got in earlier today, and you could hear the ruckus all the way in town. the way they put it.
Okay.
Is there anything else I know you're listening for things about them, so that's the thing you heard about them. Is there any other type of information you're listening for?
I can't think of anything else specific. Okay.
Yeah, that's the main thing that twigs your interest. Is
any mention of any Drellisites, strangers, maybe former UPF Space Fleet Drellisites wandering around?
No.
Oh, okay. Just always keeping an ear out for that.
Yep. Remind me, John.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the Drellisite Space Fleet person? Did I just miss that one?
What's that?
Did I miss that one, that connection?
Yeah, that's my, what is it, life?
Oh, that guy. Okay, right. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took other notes. I forgot to write him down. Yeah, no, he's not on the planet.
He's not on the planet. Yeah,
that's why I didn't make
notes. Well, you know, it's one of these things I'm always a bit aware of.
Yep. No, I got it. I know where that'll come in, but it's not here today.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, all right. So that's probably the main thing, is that you pick up that at least somebody in town knows that they had a major setback, and that the leader, Cassandra, is none too happy about it.
Hmm. I'll bet that means she is eager for some more recruits. This time, competent ones.
Possibly. All right.
I think it's time to head back.
Okay.
Now, can we make it back to the...
Yeah, you can easily make it back to the monorail terminal from where you're at.
I don't want to have to go ask mom for another ride.
That's another. It's a short walk. You could have walked over to the house. You know, it's a couple kilometers from your parents' house, anyways. I mean, nothing in the town's more than that away. So, it's easy enough to get to.
Okay.
And you can catch a ride back to town. Back to point.
Another 20 credits.
Another 20 credits.
Well, we got some decent information. Not a whole lot, but, you know, some. And I'm now broke. I got 8 credits to my name.
Well, let me know if you need anything. I can help you out.
I'm pretty well supplied, actually. It just, you know.
It's just those incidental expenses.
Yeah.
Some receipts.
Got to do that expense report.
All right, so it's early evening when you get back to Point True.
Hey, guys, guess what?
We plan on...
They're going to be looking for lots of good people.
Well, they were gone for the day. I figured that's the time I was taking the computer classes. So that way, that's how I learned to scale.
Okay, that works.
Uh-huh. There you go. And by the way, they seem to prefer out-of-towners. So we're in luck.
Good, because we're out of that town. That's for sure. Cool.
Well, let's... head out.
So did the information match up with what we got from the other person, the name of the leader and all that?
Yeah.
All right, so that was all correct. Okay.
Yeah, that was all kosher.
So the information about the security man.
While you guys decide what we're doing next, I'm going to take a little break.
Well, how do we go get hired?
Well, I guess we just, well, we can't wear any drill stuff, I guess. No, most of the stuff in this planet is supplied by Strill, so it doesn't really matter. I guess we just go to the bar and just... Well,
except that your skin suits are Streel uniforms, so...
Oh, okay. Can't wear that.
Yeah, you don't want to wear those. Those are corporate logoed skin suits.
Okay, so couldn't we just then we got to change.
I want to keep the skin suit. It actually has been useful.
But yeah, the only thing I can think of is, I mean, obviously we change, but we go to it's the local watering hole. The bar, as you will.
I mean, if we wore like a jacket over, would...
It's fairly distinctive.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to change.
You're going to have to go in your civvies.
Couldn't we just wear it ironically and be hipsters?
No, but if you have cash, you can buy your own.
Well, I just recently purchased a mortar. I guess
buy some clothes.
I'll carry a skin suit.
I don't need no clothes. I'm a Drowsite.
All right, I'm gonna bite the bullet because I don't want to bite the bullet.
The most I wear is a vest anyway. They don't got.
Yeah, I'll get a military skin suit.
Okay.
So I don't have to wear my Streel one. Cash here.
Well, if we're going clothes shopping, someone can buy me a new one.
yeah.
Not really. He doesn't have any more money.
I'm broke now.
He's down to 101 credits.
Oh.
Nice.
After buying that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my character's a lightweight, so...
Yeah. Dang, a civilian skin suit is 500 credits.
Yeah, that's a skin suit that looks like normal clothes, as opposed to something that's more like a obviously. A ballistic suit.
Well, it's supposed to look like marks, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, having a military skin suit wouldn't be, I mean, a lot of people wear them, especially outside of Point Drew. You Jill and Chikara probably saw 30 or 40 different people wearing them, just
right.
In their walking around town. I mean, you've got
not cheaper.
Dangerous creatures running around.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's actually not an uncommon item.
Let me wear this armor. Mm-hmm. Good point.
I'm thinking that also one of these not really easily quantifiable things we picked up from making this trip into town is maybe we picked up a little bit of a feel for the flow of the town kind of a thing, so it's easier to blend in.
Yeah, I mean, you're only there for a few hours in the middle of the day, but, yeah, you probably could.
Okay. So, are we heading out the next day? Or do we want to wait another day or two to make sure we got both explorers with us? Actually, I mean, we could probably get recruited and then come back and get the other explorer or something.
How quickly did I know Checheka was really injured, but how long is it going to take for him to be fully healed?
Oh, he said we were healed.
They took him to the...
They took me to the med.
The med center once you got back. He's recovered.
Okay, I didn't realize it all happened in one day. Like, I thought it was the healing time.
Yeah, well, so you got back midday. They debriefed you. He went off to the hospital.
Gotcha.
Then the next day you had off, basically, to do your shopping and get your explorer into the shop to get painted. Which you were able to find some place that could do it that started that day right away. And
then the next day we went into town.
And then the next day after that is the day you went into town. And so if you wait till the next day, you could have the repainted explorer to take. You obviously probably don't want to take the Streel issue one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, let's take the repainted explorer.
Let's take the can we requisition the machine gun from the old one though?
Yes.
And yeah, let's do that then. So we have.
I like your thinking.
And you can fully charge it up at the Streel motor pole, so you've got a full charge on your battery.
Well, I just remember listening to the last one, and somebody eviscerated somebody with the machine gun, and I kind of like that idea.
It sounded cool.
Hey, he shot me. I took 3 points of damage.
Kill me.
Returned it by an order of magnitude.
Exactly.
It was like 89 points. I loved it. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right, well then, I guess we just head out as a...
All right, so the next day, you head out. And it's a couple-hour drive. So you get to Reesdale about mid morning.
Okay. How long does it take us to get a little further out to, you know, where they have their little
it's
camp?
20 minutes. Although one thing, make a roll for me.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Oh.
Not a good beginning.
Not good. He wanted to roll high, right?
You're doing something so like well that. Until we actually had to roll.
You're doing so good. That's okay. Alright. So you guys want to head out? You want to head out to their camp? Is that what you want to do?
I thought we were going to go to the place where everybody eats.
No? We already did that yesterday.
I think okay. he was. I think that's true. That was the suggestion that you guys had made.
To go back
as
there?
A group. You know, just kind of bum around town a little bit.
Kind of get observed this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we probably should, shouldn't we?
I think that'd be wise.
Someone else going to buy me some food? No, I can buy food.
Okay. So I assume you looked for someplace busy. Which
a lot
actually,
of vehicles parked in front.
Yeah, which actually isn't hard to do. Like I said, the infrastructure, the population is currently outstripping the services in the town, so every place is actually doing pretty well. In fact, if there's a place that isn't doing well, you probably don't want to go there because it's probably pretty bad food. So you find a place, pull in for a brunch. As you guys go in, you get a little bit of a look because there's one human and a lot of non-human races, and that's just like the inverse of the population in general on the planet. But
it's just Jill and her pets.
Yeah, it's just Jill and her pets. And actually, you do notice that a little bit, is that they will tend to talk to Jill more. And you don't think it's, like, conscious. It's just
a comfort thing.
Yeah, it's just a comfort thing. They're just not used to dealing a lot with the other races. But they're not, like, rude or anything like that. It's just there's just a slight deferment to Jill in all of the interactions. They'll tend to look at her primarily and talk to her. So you sit down. The menu actually does contain stuff that caters to all of the races, so that's not an issue. There is stuff that everyone can eat. Do you want to strike up a conversation with anyone? You're just gonna listen. What are you trying to do?
Probably start by listening.
Okay.
Well,
more of the same things that Jill and Chikara heard yesterday. That's, you know, small town things. You hear, you know, somebody's kid is sick. You know, Jill's bored out of her skull. Small town talk.
They got a dartboard here at this place. Maybe
not at this one.
We all came in sporting our military stuff and our weapons out, right?
I assume. I mean,
do I see anybody like
sidearms and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. You see a lot of people actually. Have some sort of a sidearm or are armed in some way. It's probably a 10-50% of the population in the town are as you've driven in and been out and about are carrying or armed in one way or another. You don't notice anyone, because I assume that John or Chikara and Jill got a description, and you would have seen it actually. The logo, the R with the superscript 2, that is the kind of the logo of the group, because it would have been on their clothes, the people that you fought. You don't see anybody with that logo in the restaurant that you're in at the moment. You do notice there is a group that looks like they work for some company. You don't know what the company is, but they're all wearing kind of a matching uniform and logo. You have no idea what it represents.
Is that stuff matching, guys?
Sorry, what was that?
At this
is
point,
our stuff matching?
At this point, you're not.
Ah, we should have gotten like leather jackets that say the T-Birds or something.
Well, if there are two, we could be diagonal.
I tell you what. I'm thinking as we finish eating. You know, I say something like, "Hey, Jill. So where is this place that we were going to get recruited at?" Kind of nice and just a little bit loud and almost a, "Hey, I'm tired of waiting," kind of a tone.
Yeah, I'll follow it up with, "Yeah, this is the last money we got for this meal." So
I haven't found a contact yet. You'll just have to be patient. What can I tell you, boys?
Are people talking around us with that? I'm trying to use that skill. I forgot that. The comprehension. Is anybody like talking and pointing?
Go ahead. Go ahead and roll.
Oh, fuck. It's only 15%.
Come on. Hold on, guys.
Never mind.
Yeah. Come on, man.
My rolls don't like me.
Change the color of your dice. That may do it.
You're 0-2 there.
Yeah.
How do you change the color of the dice?
Nice green or something. Your dice match the color of the little square that's under your picture. And so you click on that square, you can choose any color you want.
I did not know that. Let me test that theory right now.
You gotta train those.
Yeah, okay. I like to experiment. And if you'll notice in the previous chats, I've done a lot of die rolls.
Yeah, it does. Hey, 69.
69? That's not a bad roll.
It's a good year. Good year.
Yeah,
changed the color. I'm definitely gonna do that.
That's the year my ex was born. So I'm not so sure it was a good year, but hey.
I still have a scar from when she accidentally scratched me at Scott's house.
When she accidentally what?
Scratched me at Scott's house.
Oh.
It was like a little minor teeny scratch, and I still have a scar from it. 20 years later.
Well, you know, those poison tip claws do things.
Anyway, sorry, my wife called. All right, so you don't notice anything.
I don't notice that.
But as you guys get up to leave, someone catches you just outside the restaurant and says, "You guys looking for work? What kind of work are you looking for?"
Paying.
Something to help with the
isn't business. Everybody be a little more
something, stand up. Little bit of excitement.
He says, "All right, you guys look like you know your way around a weapon, considering you're all carrying one."
Well, this isn't a weapon, this is just a, you know, toy. Weapons are big.
He says, "Well, why don't you, he gives you a card. He says, "I think the group north of town is looking for some more recruits." And it's a card for, it says Reese's Resolutes on it. And he says, "Take this, head out to the camp, and, you know, they might have something for you." And he goes back inside.
Well, thanks for the info.
I think we've got a card to follow. I think we've been invited.
Is there anything else on the card, a number or anything like that?
There's a name.
Probably
his.
Probably his business card.
And, you know, it just says...
He sent us. Well,
you know,
we head out there.
No, communication number?
There's a comm number on it, but it's probably his. It's under his name.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
I say the A-team start heading north.
Go north.
I think the plan's coming together.
Okay, so you start driving north. Yep. And you get out of town, and there's even a sign on the side of the road that says Reese's Resolutes and an arrow.
Dang.
Oh, well, that was convenient.
So it's
secret
it's,
lair this
it's,
way.
It's not that hard to find. You've gotten the impression that it's not like they're just part of the community. They're just outside of the community.
Yeah.
They're base is outside of town. So
yeah, it does sound like a pretty well known. It's, you know, it's just another one of those businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shoot, you know, shuttles out of the sky.
That wasn't anywhere near here, and you don't even know that they're the ones that shot it.
I'm kidding. They're the ones that sent them.
All right, so you drive. It takes, you know, 10 minutes to get out there, okay. If that. And but as you start to approach, you come up. You're starting to get there's, you know, it's, I wouldn't call it mountains, but they're, you know, taller hills
okay.
that are there north of town. And as you come over one, and there's a little bit of a it goes up and then down, it's flat for a while, and then goes up to a larger one. And you can see up against that larger one, there's some buildings. There's a fairly large fenced-in area. What you recognize as a shooting range off to the side. There's a gatehouse in the fence, a couple towers along the fence, and what looks like a cave opening into the side of the hill.
Oh, jeez. Any parking area?
Yeah, like there's parking. Motorhome? Like, there's like what probably is a garage near the cave entrance, and then there are. There is some parking. There's areas that you could easily park. It doesn't look like there's anything really designated, but I assume you continue closer. That's just what you see as you come over the hill. As you get closer, you can see that there have been vehicles driven around inside the compound. There's nothing paved or anything. It's just dirt, you know, compressed dirt. And it's obvious that vehicles are driven around and parked inside. And as you get closer, you can see that there's definitely tracks in and out of that cave. It's a fairly large cave opening. You could easily drive your Explorer in it.
Okay.
And
now, around the parking area in the garage, what kind of vehicles?
There are none at the moment.
They did lose three of them.
Four. You took out one of the big trucks.
Oh, no, and the big
truck.
Yeah, and one of the big trucks. Yeah.
No,
the motor pool is a little
The car, the building that looks like it's a garage could maybe hold two vehicles. It's not really big.
Okay. Any sign of the big truck?
Nope. It could easily be in the cave too. It's a good sized cave opening. It's probably about 5 meters wide and 4 meters tall.
Okay.
So. There's, I assume you drive up to the gate?
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
So, as you drive up, you notice that the towers, they're probably about 5 meters tall. And there is someone in each of them with a heavy weapon, and it is tracking your vehicle. And there, somebody in the gatehouse steps out as you pull up. He says, what do you guys need?
Who's in the passenger side?
Who wants to be in the passenger side?
Okay.
There?
We're looking for some work.
Sounds so sedentary.
I'm not good with people. I'm good with machines. People, take. Who's our face man?
It's not me. My personality is the lowest of the group.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's my personality is a 65.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me. So-and-so sent us, said that y'all were needing some more folks that could handle a weapon.
All right, he says, stay here. He walks back into the shack. And you could see him get on a radio or something, or an intercom or something. And he has a short conversation. You can't hear what he's being said. And he says, okay. All right. Pull on over there. He motions over towards that garage, the entrance the cave is. Park by the garage there. There'll be someone up to meet you in just a minute.
I'll go ahead and do what he says.
Okay, so you pull on over. The guys in the tower continue to watch you.
Now, how many towers are
there? There are two.
Okay.
That just indicates it's a quality establishment.
So,
I try to see if there's any weapons mounted on the tower.
There are, and lights. They were both watching you. They were both tracking you. Mm-hmm. now that you're
in...
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I try to calculate by eyeball the exact distances everything is, you know.
Yeah.
Where, how far this tower is from that tower and all that. Yeah. You know... Mortar coordinates kind of a thing.
Just in case.
Yeah.
All right. So, you, as you get out, actually, you noticed it while you were stopped with the window down talking to the guard. But you hear small arms fire coming from what you thought was the shooting range. And so there's obviously some people over there. Practicing. So do you get out of the when you park the Explorer by the garage. You're gonna wait in the Explorer, you're gonna get out. What are you guys gonna do?
I just gonna get out and just kinda
chill behind the back wheel yeah, okay. Yeah.
I say step out, not wander too far from it, but, you know, kind of look over, see if I can see where the shooting is.
All right. So you're on the cave, the entrance, it's almost more of a hole than a cave, but now that you're there, you can see it slopes down. It goes into the side of the hill and then down. And there is artificial lighting going down into it. It's fairly well illuminated. And the garage is on the east side of the entrance. The shooting range is off to the west, probably 50 meters or so. And you can see from where you're at now, you can actually see there is a Vrusk and two humans over there. And one of them is one of the humans is actually has a laser pistol that he's using. The other two are firing automatic pistols. And you can see them over there, and they kind of stop and look over at you guys because your Explorer pulls in. But then they go back to shooting. And you're there maybe a minute or two after you've stopped, and a car comes driving up, a ground car comes driving up out of the cave.
Okay.
And it pulls up beside you, and an older gentleman steps out. From the driver's side, and a Yazirian gets out of the passenger side, And they come around, and the human comes up to you and he says, "Hello? I'm, no, I should have done this before. I am, my name's Carl. I'm the XO here." And, they said you're looking for work. What kind of work do you guys do?
Oh, we've got an assortment of skills, but we tend to like the adventurous type.
Okay. I'm going to chime in. It means we kill people.
Well, we do that.
Some of us kill people. Some of us have more...
Problem solvers.
Problem solvers, yes.
Some of us keep them back alive.
More people skills.
So the Azirian standing behind him kind of grins at Rennie's comment. you see him trying to stifle a smirk. All right.
Yeah, we got a good mix of skills.
All right. Well, so he starts asking you questions. You know, trying to probe, you know, what kind of skills you have, what kind of work you're willing to do. He says, "All right. Well, truth is, we do have some openings on the payroll right now. Let's take you guys down to talk to Commander Reese and see what she thinks. So if you'll my friend here, Gunnar, will ride with you, and I want two of you to ride with me, and follow us down in."
Okay, well, I'm going to be driving the Explorer, so which two of you guys are going with Carl?
I guess I'll go. Anybody else?
Why are we being split up?
We don't all fit in that car.
Security.
Yet. Probably.
Yeah, the car only holds four people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, they don't want us just driving in without one of theirs in our car.
He goes over and climbs his shotgun.
I could try lie detecting if I need to see if they're pulling something on us.
What's your percentage chance
on that? 5, but
it sounds pretty legit to me. I'll tell you what, I'll go with you in the car, and the others can stay in the van.
No, I don't mind going. I just felt I had to ask. Okay. And the answers I got were reassuring.
So who's going in the car?
I'll go.
And I'll go.
Well, only two of you have to go in the car. All right.
Oh, okay.
So two are going to go in the car with Carl, and the other four are going to just go in your Explorer, and Gunnar is going to ride in the shotgun in the Explorer with you.
Right. Okay.
So.
All right.
Who is it? Is it Rennie and Dole, or?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rennie and Dole go in the car. So you guys get in. And he turns the car around, and know, pops a U-turn there and starts driving back down. And you can see this entrance is pretty well worn. Dole, you notice that the cave entrance is mostly natural, but it has been worked somewhat level out in places. You can definitely tell that it's the effectively road which is somewhat rough, but it has been cleared out to some extent. And you go in about it's probably about 50 or 60 meters into the hill, and it's a pretty steep downslope. It's probably a 10 to 12% grade down. So you go down pretty big, but it's all lit. There is tons of lighting attached into the top of the cavern, and it's actually a pretty good sized cave. And you get down there, and you get to the bottom, and it widens out into this really big cavern. It's probably got a 7 or 8 meter high ceiling, and it's 40 or 50 meters in diameter. No idea. You know, maybe it was a salt dome or something that dissolved away or something, because this is a huge open cavern. And inside it, there's a central open area, but there's about 4 or 5 buildings around the edges of the cavern that are, you know, obviously constructed. And they look like they're pretty well constructed. And he pulls up. There's 2 on the left, or 2 on the right at the bottom of the ramp. And he parks in front of that. You notice that, so there's those 2, there's 1 on the right of the ramp, and there's 2 across the way. And one of those is very large, and it has like garage doors, one of which is open. And inside that, you see a ground truck. It could even be the one that got away from you guys. There is hold on, let me pull up. There's another ground car in there, and then it looks like there's room to park a number of other vehicles in there, but it looks like a shop where they can work on the vehicles. But he pulls up next to the 2 buildings there on the left, and Gunnar motions that you pull up beside him. He goes, just stop here in front of this one. And you guys get out and go to the second building. And he opens it up, you walk in, and it's a big the right as you go in, it's like a mess hall. There's tables, there's chairs, and you can see a kitchen off to the side. There's a couple people in there when you walk in, and you know, they.
And it's a big mess hall area.
Yeah, long table, like cafeteria type. Yeah, okay. That's exactly what it is. There's another door off the back. And it also looks like this can be converted. Like all the tables, like cafeteria tables, they'll fold up and you can slide them off to the side and have just a big open area. They probably use it as a gym as well. He says, have a seat. I'll get a hold of Commander Reese, and we'll have a chat when she gets here. So the guys there that were there, they're eating. They're just kind of watching you guys. Do you want to do anything at this point?
I'm just going to swipe some food.
I'm just gonna observe those guys. I'm just gonna go just take a seat and observe.
Okay. All right. So, he walks out. He walks back outside. Carl does, and he's gone just 60 seconds is all. And then he walks back in. He goes, she'll be here in a few minutes. And so he just starts to make his small talk, trying to find out, you know, what brings you here, what that. And a couple minutes later, you hear a motorcycle pull up outside the building. And it stops. And shortly after that, a human woman walks in. She's probably in her mid-30s. There's no human males in your group, but she's fairly pretty. And the other people in the room kind of snap to attention a little bit. It's not like a full military attention, but they, you know, sit up straight and Carl says, Commander Reese, these are the people that pulled up. They're looking for a job. And he says, the name of the guy, he says, they, you know, he sent him up here, so thought you could, if you want to talk to him, see what they've got to offer. It's up to you, your company. She goes, thanks, Carl. And she pulls up a chair next to you and sits down and says, so, what can you do for me?
Probably anything you need us to.
I don't think we can do anything at all for you. I don't work for anyone who's better looking than me. I'm sorry. I'm out. Unless you can pay really well, that is, and like flash her a smile.
I pay well enough. So we'll start with you. What's your story? What skills do you bring to talking to you, Jill? What do you bring?
Well, the question is, what don't I bring? I have a wide skill set. I grew up on a pirate ship, soaring the spaceways,
encountering many... stuck here on Pale.
Well, you know...
He walked the plank.
Sometimes even the best get caught. But I've served my time. And I don't really care much for killing. I will do it when it needs to be done. But I'm very good at what I can do. And... basically, I'm a thief. I'm very good at sneaking around and stealing things. And
okay. She turns to Chicheka. How about you?
Chicheka walked away from his seat.
Oh, did he? All right. Then we'll we'll do Rennie.
I'm a tracker, but you pay me well enough, I'll do just about anything you need, except for grow a Metacon root.
Grew up on New Pale, did you?
If I just take a bite of whatever it is I'm eating.
Alright, so we got a tracker, we got a sneak. How about you? He turns to you, John. To Chikara.
Oh.
What do you do?
Oh, I never met a robot I didn't like, but aside from that, you know, the average skills of shooting things and shooting things with bigger bullets and, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. How about you? Blob. What's your name? What do you do?
You just call me Blob?
Blob. The Blob.
I like to shoot things and blow things up.
Demolition skill.
And in my part time, I like to do stand up.
I think.
Yeah, we're glad he's good at his other skills.
And how about you, Jessica? What do you do? Get back. You're back, Angel?
It doesn't look like he's back.
No, he's
still looking at an empty chair.
Oh, you can see video. I don't see anybody's video.
I didn't turn any video today.
Chicheka?
I don't see Chicheka's video either.
Well, if he's gone, I'm going to take a little bathroom break of myself.
All right.
I'll be back, right back.
Okay, 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minute break.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm back. Sorry about that. I figured if everyone else is gone.
No, that's fine.
You might as well. Yeah, if y'all haven't noticed, my ranged weapon skill is only at level 2, but I figure I'm a young kid, and so obviously the things I've seen myself do are very impressive.
Mine is level 2 also, but that's because, I don't know.
But Chikara's kind of young, and so he's done enough that he is very impressed with his abilities with the rifle, even though he's, you know, not the greatest, but he's got some skill.
He suffers from a severe case of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah, something like that.
Angel, you back? I keep seeing his microphone twitch.
Could be his noise in the background.
Yeah.
Angel. Angel had to go perform a miracle real quick. He'll be back.
It happens.
Okay, I'm back. What'd I miss?
Man, that was hard combat.
No.
He said we get all the experience.
No.
So, Commander Reese has been going around asking everybody what they can contribute to her operation. So, you're up. What can you do for me? That's her question for each of you.
Well, I'm fairly skilled in machinery. I'm also pretty good with my hands in other areas as well. I could take care of myself, and I'm pretty sure I could contribute with other talents if needed.
Okay. Well, you all seem to claim proficiency with weapons. Let's take you guys up to the range. Weapon of choice. She asks you each, and then she nods to after you guys each say what weapon you're going to use. She nods to Carl, actually to Gnar, who steps out and she's talking to you a little bit. He comes back and he's got a collection of power clips or ammo clips for whatever weapon you said you were going to use. So he says, "All right, let's head up to the range." And as you walk outside, there's a motorcycle parked next to your thing with a helmet on it. She picks up the helmet, puts it on her head, kicks the motorcycle life, and takes off out the up the ramp, up the hill, back to outside. He says, "All right,
so we got to
follow us." Okay. And, they let you. You guys can all go in the Explorer if you want.
Okay.
Follow her up to the range. You can see she's stopped at the top of the hill at the entrance to the cave. She's kind of silhouetted against the daylight up there.
Yeah, she likes the grand staging just a little.
She strikes a pose.
All right. So
I'm more of a hand-to-hand.
That's fine.
Dumb stick it is.
I'm sure they can talk someone into being your practice dummy.
All right, so I want everybody. We'll go through these in turn. So we'll start with Jill. What weapon did you pick?
Gyrojet pistol.
Okay. So he hands you a clip, and there's a target downrange, and so he just says, "All right, let's see what you can do." So I want you to make 3 skill rolls.
Oh crap.
Wait, we're supposed to actually demonstrate this?
Well, you got 1. Well, 3 ain't okay. Bad, right?
So, all right.
Who's next?
You are. Mm. Rooney's next. What are you using, Rooney?
Laser pistol.
Okay. Let's see, do I have your character sheet handy? I hit twice. Okay. Eric, Dole's turn. Uh-oh, is Eric not back?
Oh.
All right, jump over Eric. Angel, you're going to do melee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I took a stun stick, but I obviously have it on shock.
Okay, yeah. Actually, you can...
Oh, come
with
on!
With that, you can just turn it off, because you're just trying to make contact.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, so, Gnar, squares up against you.
Come on, dude. Rolling out 1. That was not bad.
There you go.
Okay. And John, you're next.
Chikara. Okay, automatic rifle.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
What?
Why are you rolling for battle range?
I was not rolling the right thing. I was just kidding.
It only works in melee.
Okay.
Here's wrong macro. Hey, there's a that's a good
one. That's a good one.
Nine. Seven.
Whoa.
Dang all of these dice.
Yellow is your color, dude.
I've never rolled this well in my life.
Of course, that's because it's stationary targets and you're, you know. It just reinforces the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Of course. Obviously, I am that good.
Yeah, obviously, you are that good. Okay, well, you're impressive. All right, so. Not bad. To you. That was some good shooting. All right. Tell you what, head back in town. We'll talk it over and come back out tomorrow morning and we'll see what we can do. But I think we can find a place for you.
Is she talking specifically to him?
Oh, yeah. No, she's talking to all of you as a group. You guys. Yeah, no, that was the plural. That was the plural you. No, all of you. No, you all succeeded at least once. So
The word you're looking for, Tom, is y'all.
Y'all. Okay. Yeah, okay, you know.
Y'all.
I grew up Southern Alabama. I can do it if I want to. Y'all, y'all. You know, y'all, y'all. But that isn't what I'm going to do. Okay, that's not how I talk anymore. That's my sister. She picked up that accent. I can do it if I
want. Which one?
Teresa.
Ah.
Okay. She doesn't have it so much anymore, but of all of them. All of us, she definitely came to Utah with a Southern accent.
Yeah.
She's the only one that talks normal.
Yeah.
That's right.
So where are we going to hold up for the night? I say this after we're in the Explorer.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I assume you. So you pack up and head out.
If only somebody had a relative in town.
I don't know how big their house is, but I don't know. We could try crash the place. Hey, Mom, we decided to drop back in.
I brought some friends. They're gonna crash. I brought
some friends. Can we crash here tonight? You'd be sleeping on the floor and on the couch, but you could do it. And your mom would totally let you do it.
Yeah, we can do that.
I better
fulfill my promise and give the girls more candy.
Have to check to make another roll. Another int roll.
Much better.
That's a good roll.
Okay. As you're driving into town... you notice parked outside a one of the stores downtown is a big old delivery truck that you have seen so many times you are sick of it because your brother's in town.
Oh, that's the name of my bro.
Looks like he's making a delivery.
Oh, all right, well, I'm going to go say hi to my brother. Oh, but wait. Damn, he's in Strill uniform, isn't he?
No, he's got his own company now, remember?
Oh, that's right. Awesome. Forgot about that. All right, good. So, yeah, I'm gonna park and go stop for my bro.
Alright. So, you pull over. Yeah. Wait here, guys.
Yep. I'm going to talk to my family now.
He's not in the truck, so you walk into the store there. And,
yeah.
You see him in there. There's some guys loading stuff off the truck. You know, they're taking hand trucks and they're pulling boxes and stuff off. And he's in there talking to what you probably guess is the shop owner. And he sees you. And he gets his big old grin on his face, or his antennas start twitching, and which you recognize as a grin, no. But nobody else does. But you know, and he kind of signals at you, "Hold on, be there in a second." And
yeah,
so he finishes talking to the guy. You know, they talk for a couple more minutes, and he comes walking over. He says, "Hey, bro, how are you? What brings you to this little town? Thought you were off somewhere." Gallivanting around the hinterlands.
Well, let me tell you, it's been an adventurous couple of weeks.
He goes, "Well, I'm almost done here. There looks like they've probably got the truck about offloaded. Well, you got any plans for the rest of the afternoon?"
"No, not at all, actually."
He goes, "You here by yourself?"
No, I'm here with some friends.
Okay.
Some co-workers. I'll let them know that we're going to hang out.
Okay. Well, you know, let's go grab some food. It's on towards evening now. It's on towards dinner time at this point because you spent a while there at the mercenary place.
I probably talked to him about Rennie once in a while, but Rennie I used to know from driving around as well.
Yep.
So I invite Rennie.
Well, he tells you, just bring them all. We'll just all go out. Here. Meet your friends.
Well, I asked Chikara, do you want to go to your family or do you want to join us?
Yeah, we can always crash at Mom's later.
All right, so join us.
After you've had something to eat.
What the hell? Freaking computer.
You okay, Shane? Hey, Eric, are you back yet?
I'm back.
Okay. You probably weren't here for that part. They at the mercenary camp, they gave you all basically a skills test with your weapons. So pick your favorite weapon and make 3 attack rolls.
I guess I'm going to do the laser pistol because I just recently upgraded in that. Yeah,
no pressure, but everybody else made at least 1 success. John rolled 3 rolls under 10.
He was killer.
He was killing it.
Okay, this is going to cost me 3 SEU, isn't it?
No, they provided the power.
They gave
you guys each power clip or an ammo clip to use. So no, it's not costing you anything.
That's a miss. That's a miss.
Well,
maybe
no.
45.
That was a hit then. Okay.
And then that's a hit.
Okay. So,
I'm not shooting that far. Where am I shooting at?
No, you're just shooting at a
target
and a firing range.
A stationary target.
Yeah. So you get careful aim bonus and stationary target bonus. And so those actually maybe all 3 hit. So
that would all 3 hit because plus 10 on each, right?
It's actually more than that. So it's plus 15 for careful aim, plus 20 for stationary, I think. So, I mean, everybody did pretty good. So, all right, I just wanted to have do the rolls. Yeah, John got a bullseye.
Yeah, careful aim
with his
odd too. Like, wow, I actually get to take time and make sure his point is straight.
So, okay, and so now, when did you come back, Eric? Were you there when we...
You weren't rolling when I came back.
Okay.
It was all done.
Okay. So.
But I just came back just a moment before you said something. So I'd heard something about we'd spend most of the day there or whatever.
Oh, okay. So you've run into Chicheka's brother. He owns a delivery company and he's in town making a delivery. So he's invited you guys all out to dinner.
Free food.
Free food.
We figured you'd want to, you know, have some.
So he says, he takes you to a restaurant in town that he goes, I'm out here a couple times a month, so I found this restaurant. I really like it. I don't know if your friends will. You'll like it, though. And it definitely has more of a brusque menu than is normal. So it's more things that cater. But it does have stuff that, you know, caters to all, like most establishments do. They have stuff that caters to all the races.
Yeah, they got chicken fingers for the rest of them.
Yeah. So, so he starts, you know, he tells you a little bit about what's going on in him, but he's mostly interested in hearing any stories you have to tell.
Well, I tell him about our encounter with the town.
I wouldn't talk too loud about our encounter with these folks. No,
we're not talking about these people at all. Yeah. I was going to talk about the Sathar.
Okay.
Our first adventure. Yeah, no, I'm not going to mention this.
That should be fairly famous, though. They're going to put two and two together who we are if we say that.
That we met up with the Sathar?
That's going to get out. People talk.
I don't know if they would talk about that, because that might cause a panic.
Yeah.
Well, that's another good point. Didn't think about it that way. How often do they see Sathar on this planet? Probably not.
Not very often. It was real common about 40 years ago.
About 40 years ago.
And it has been diminishing over the years to the fact that it happens occasionally. At this point, I mean, it's not unheard of, but it's not common at this point in time.
Well, I more tell often, them about that.
More often, they find Sathar remains more than Sathar live ones. So
it's likely that half the people that overhear him think he's just exaggerating a bit for his brother.
Yep.
Sathar boots, man. Sathar skin boots.
He took down 20 by hand.
I don't think he's actually ever killed one.
Listen, he doesn't need to know that.
We killed some, didn't we?
Didn't y'all tie one up in knots or something like that?
Yeah,
two of them.
You knocked him out. You knocked him out and then put him in with a ravenous crazy psycho bird, cybernuck.
Yeah, counts. I tell him the horror of those things.
Dude, I've heard about those.
Bugs. They eat bugs. Even chickens. Nightmares about them freaking things. But I also tell him around the areas where they are, and also the quick death. So if he's out there driving, to be wary around these areas. Gotta give my brother a heads up.
Yeah, there's not much out that direction. I don't think I've ever made a delivery to Rosegard.
Okay, good.
I've heard of it, but never really been out there. They usually don't need anything big enough to fit into my truck. So, actually, I only make it out here a couple times a month. There's not actually, you know, so. So when
you come out here, do you have any stories to hear about this area or anything?
Well, it's definitely growing. I've been doing more business out here in the last, you know, year or so than before. It's been steadily picking up. Town's growing. The companies, I mean, here, they're definitely doing business. They need supplies. You know, I can bring out a big load all at once, and but
are there a lot of brusque around?
There's more here than there are. The brusque are probably the second populous, second most numerous race in the city. So there are a good number of them. So you you have seen them around town. So, but
well, talking lowly, yeah, talking low and in Vrusk, ask him if he's heard anything about this gang, this company, the Reese's.
Yeah.
I forgot the name.
Resolute.
Yeah. Reese's Resolute.
Yeah. Not specifically. I mean, if you're thinking, if you want to know anything bad, no, they're actually a pretty up and up group, as far as I can tell. I've never had a delivery out to their compound. I know where it is. I've seen some of their people in town. I've even talked to a few of them. You know, just kind of ran into them eating dinner or something. But
No deliveries in their area.
No, I've never done any deliveries out to them. I mean, their commander, lady in charge, is a local. But you know, I don't really know much more than that. I'm sure, if you asked around town, you could find out more about them. But I've never heard anybody talking bad about them. If that's what you're looking for.
Oh, all right. That's interesting. But interesting. And then, of course, I point out that Rennie's with.
Yeah.
Picked him up later. He's saying we're working on the same things together. We ended up being on the same crew, so that was good. I had a familiar face.
That's cool.
Good to see you again. If you're going north, take some of that biocort.
And a big gun.
Yeah, what's that? Actually, what did we use to the psycho squirrels to cure that?
Oh, it was just the whatever the standard antitoxin.
Antitoxin.
Yeah.
You should make sure you got a syringe of that when you go north.
Yeah, psycho squirrels.
Squirrels?
Psycho squirrels.
Y'all worried about squirrels?
They're poisonous men with big razor sharp teeth.
Man, next you're going to be telling me about rabbits.
You laugh. But the quick thing I found out is a house cat.
So, actually, when you're talking about the squirrels, you notice that some of the people around you kind of perk up at that.
Ooh.
And you know.
That problem is a sprint, then.
In fact, when there's a break in the conversation, somebody comes over and says, "You were talking about the little squirrel guys."
Yes, we were.
What did you notice? I mean, what was the? Because there's been some weird ones running around here recently.
Well, I noticed they like to attack, and when they bite you, people go unconscious and start to die.
Yeah.
It's not really pretty.
Be very wary of these.
Yes.
Is there a way to ID them? Can you? I mean.
Yes. If they're on your face, they're a psycho squirrel.
That doesn't really help.
You're so useful.
No, it's just they look like the normal squirrels, except for they're aggressive. There's no.
Yeah, there was no distinguishing
feature. There was a very faint, the fur right along their spinal column was a lighter, slightly lighter color.
All right, there is a slight.
Oh, so they're skunk squirrels.
Yeah. By the time you notice that, though, you're bit.
Yeah. They had to get pretty close to notice that. So, maybe we'll try to catch one of those. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, and they wandered back up. I wouldn't try catching one.
Anyway, so they go off. That person goes back to their table, and you catch discussions of catching squirrels and trapping animals and such, but it's, you know, they want.
Great, you guys. Now you're responsible for killing off half the population of the town. Hope you're happy.
That happens sometimes.
All right.
Yeah, they're humans.
Oh, I like that one. That was good.
Okay.
Well, I asked him, is he staying the night or is he going? Is he leaving tonight?
Yeah, I got a room at the hotel here in town. I'll be driving back in the morning.
You got a double bed?
Sure.
What, you don't want to crash on a couch?
Nope, I'm not taking the floor. I'm taking the bed. Hey, bro!
Off of the floor. All right. Do you guys want to do anything else this evening?
I think we'll just wait a lot until we get, you know, they find us and say, hey, you got a job or...
Well, they told us to go back tomorrow.
Yeah, so come back on the morning.
Yeah. How much is spending the night?
How much is a room at the end?
Oh, that's something I need to work out. We'll say, if you want to stay at the inn, it's probably 30 credits a night. We'll go with that for now.
All right. Would that be the same for a two bedroom?
Yeah,
a room with two
beds.
That's
a single. That's a single or a double bed.
All right. So, Remy, I'll cover a room for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. I got some friends.
Yeah, you have a place to stay. Kara has a place to stay with Jill because they're a couple.
We are not.
Mom will be like,
she's human. I mean, come on.
Where are these rumors coming from?
Chicheka.
Stay in the van.
Chicheka's starting them.
I'll pay for one room for Rennie and Dole to share, and I'll share the room with my brother.
No, my character would probably just sleep in the van.
Are you just going to sleep in the Explorer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It just feels like that's what he would do. Because he's a scout guy.
That's not a bad idea to make sure we still have a van in the morning.
You got a point. Is a cool van now.
All right. Well, then never mind. I'll chill with my brother. I don't have to pay for nobody. Cool beans.
All right, anybody that doesn't got a room and doesn't want to stay in the van, I'm sure we can convince Mom to let us crash. And I did already subtract 2 credits because I promised the girls more candy, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Mom's going to want me to not drop in for a while after this. At least I'm not bringing dirty laundry, right?
There you go.
I missed all the stuff in the chat window here.
Oh, that's been entertaining.
Just lay the pizza upside down on my belly. I can make a great belly for a limited time. Okay. All right. So you all head off to your respective destinations. Rennie's going to sleep in the van. Dole, where are you going?
I was figuring I'll just sleep in the van.
Okay. You're just sleeping in the van?
Man. Yeah, well.
All right. So.
Makeout time. You I'm detective dude, right?
Yeah, you two stay in the van. Chikara and Jill go to Chikara's parents' house. And since there's just the two of you, they have a Jill gets the guest room and Chikara gets the couch. Of course, his little sisters keep sneaking down and trying to sneak up on him all night long. So he doesn't get much sleep. And... And they always want to play with their big brother. He's in town. And the night passes uneventfully for everybody. So, except
that's
for...
I like just hanging with my brother.
Yep, you spend time catching up with your brother. Renee
and now we're in a private room. There's no bugs on it. I tell him everything.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna have to get the Discord chat up in the video feed from now on. Next morning you get up. Everybody gets some rest. Even John manages to get some sleep eventually. Chikara finally gets his sister to go to bed. anything you want to do in town before you head back out?
I can't afford to do anything in town before we head back.
I said to just be out there in the morning, so we must.
Yep.
We'll go out there nice and early so that way we have chow in there.
Yeah, so they pay for our food.
Chow, right. Yeah. Okay. Okay, there you go. We get on the line. Here's our tray.
All right, so you drive back out there and you get to the gate. And it's a different guard, but he recognizes you, recognizes your vehicle anyways. He says, well, we were expecting you.
Hard to miss out.
I don't know how he could possibly recognize it.
Brand new paint job. Doesn't have a ding
spoiler.
On anywhere. Yeah. He
Dura alloy wheels, man.
Yeah. He waves you through and he says head on down in down to the mess hall and
done.
Commander Carl will meet you there.
Well, I park it down there and we head on.
Alright, so you drive down there and it's definitely busy. So when you walk in this time, it is morning, it's breakfast time, and there's a lot more people. There are about 20 or so people there. Mostly humans, but there are some Ysirians, Drowsites, and Brusk. I want everyone to make a intuition roll.
Oh, sure. I used up all my good rolls.
I actually probably made something.
I'm Shane! Rini!
Which way did they go? I drank too much brusk ale last night. Sorry.
Hey, all right. It's my sister's fault.
Rini, you recognize one of the Drowsites as the guy that shot you.
One that got away.
Because he did get away, actually, the Drowsite that shot him.
He's the one that got away. That's some of my bitch.
I'm so don't look alike.
What?
I'm hoping Yuzarians all look alike to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. In the world, it's not how you look, it's how you smell.
And he never got that close.
It was raining then.
And it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining.
Okay. And
I guess, I don't know if he knows who I am. I'm going to have to get a little closer and just check it out. But I'm going to walk up.
Do you want to get closer?
Yeah, I'm going to walk up.
I don't know if you want him to notice you.
Into his ear. I guess you can't whisper into his ear.
No, it's a drow sight.
No, I'm talking about the Checheka. I was going to tell him. I think that's
what you got me. I thought you were talking about the drow sight.
Yeah. So he's sitting with a human. And they're talking. They're kind of quiet and a little downcast. And let's see, what did everybody else roll?
Do we see it? I'm going to look up at the towers. Do I see anything in the towers?
Oh, you mean as you were driving in?
Yeah.
Yeah, again.
Like after I recognize the guy, I'm going to just kind of casually look around.
This is down in, you're down in the mess hall at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
When you recognized him. So, as you start looking around, and you discreetly kind of call people's attention to it. There's as people start getting food and sitting down, there's some more people that go and sit with the Drowlicite and the human, and there's a couple of Rusk and another Drowlicite, two more humans that go sit with them, and you, when Rini points out, because Rini was unconscious for the end of the battle, but once he points them out to you, you recognize that group as the survivors. Those were the guys. Like, it takes a minute, but that human, he's the guy that got blasted but was wearing the albedo screen. And it would be Jill and Dole that recognized him, because they were the ones that had the good view of that when it happened. The other guy, the other three of you were on the other side of that little hill. So you saw the flash, yeah. But you didn't have a good, you weren't as close. And you realize that's probably who that is. And he seems, of that group, that guy seems to be the one, kind of their leader. With the Drowlicite being the second in command. But just about as you guys are noticing that, Carl comes in.
Where is he?
He's in that group. That would be the other Drowlicite that's there. It's one of the humans that managed to get away.
I recognize a sonic disruptor on his side.
Yeah.
Best.
Just about as you guys are making that recognition, the gentleman that was talking to you yesterday, Carl, comes in. He says, come with me. And he takes you through that door in the back. There's a hallway, and then off to the side is a small conference room. And he takes you in there, and he says, based on what we talked about yesterday and your performance on the firing range and the fact that we could use a little bit more manpower around here, I think we're gonna bring you guys on board.
Manpower, so, that counts you out, Jill.
Ouch. She kicks you under the table.
Hard.
You should remember that of everybody here, Jill's the only one that's done time and survived it. So, yeah, don't pick on her. She may be.
I just wanted to agree.
That's right.
Did you see what Shane wrote in the chat there after I said that?
Yes.
Yeah, first day in off HR. Exactly right. So he goes, okay, so this is the, we got some paperwork here, and this is the contract. And basically, he says you get room and board here at the base. We pay 20 credits a day.
How much board?
How much board? Bunk rooms. Double rooms.
I'm just talking about food.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's room and board. You know, well, you know. You saw the spread. You'll be fine, Rainy. 20 credits a day. If you are put on a hazardous assignment, that doubles. So, if that's acceptable, we'll sign you on. Get you guys assigned rooms.
Okay.
All right. So,
Oh, so you already, I'm typing double dipping.
All right, so they take you to the building next door, which is the barracks. It's basically a lot of double rooms, double bunk rooms. They have accommodations for any of the specific races. They put Rini and Chikara in a room together. They put it's designed for Ysirians. It's got Ysirian style furniture in it. And then
put Jill and Chichika together.
No.
Because, you know, obviously.
No. And so then they they actually have rooms for the other three. Each end up in their own room at the moment. They have the rooms themselves. There's another bed in there, but and each one is appropriately furnished for their race. So Jill gets in one with human furniture. Dole gets put one in Dralisite furniture. Styled furniture, and to check it gets a rust room. He says, these will be your rooms. The rooms are thumbprinted, so they take your biometrics into the system to lock and unlock the rooms. And you spend several hours doing that. You meet with the computer. There's a computer tech guy that you meet with, and he gets, you know, all that squared away so that you can get into the various parts of the base. You notice, as you start moving around the base, you notice that there are level 2, level 3, level 4 locks on a lot of the buildings, a lot of the rooms. It's actually fairly high tech. as far as that goes. I mean, it's not like super high level, but it's not just, you know, latches and skeleton key type things either. So
it's a biometric thumbprint onto the scan of the door.
Yeah. So there's most of the doors have just a, you know, you just put your finger, your thumb there, and right, then it unlocks and opens up and goes in. So,
can I see how he puts our biometrics into it?
But, oh, he has a little thing. You go over to the computer room, which is in one of the other buildings, and they sit you down and they take your print on a scanner, and then he feeds that into their computer system.
Okay.
So,
because I want to watch, so that way I could see if I could like possibly put our up to a higher level if I break into the computers.
Okay. Well, you can keep an eye on it. And the guy you meet, as you're talking to him, you realize this is the guy that has visited with your dad. So this is Michael Carr. So with Jakara's dad. Sorry, not your
dad.
Yeah,
no, Angel. I figured that.
Yeah, sorry. So
I figured that.
So it's up to you if you want to make that connection or not. But this is the guy that your dad was talking about, John Jakara. So
okay.
Most of the day is spent there. They take you off, like Checheka, they take you over to the motor pool, put you to work. You know, they kind of under supervision, see what you can do. And most of the rest of the day is spent just kind of getting you guys worked into their rotations and that. Right. You always have someone with you, working with you, showing you the ropes, probably also watching you, keeping an eye
on
you.
Out. Yeah.
So what do you guys, anything you try to do, try to learn throughout the rest of the day?
I'm just keeping an eye out for that one Drawless site.
Okay.
I'm going to check out all the vehicles that they have and basically, yeah, what kind of equipment
okay.
do they have here?
So you find, this is what you find out for that. We'll do that one since you had a specific question. Their normal complement, they say, until a few days ago, we had 5 explorers, 4 ground trucks, 2 ground cars, an air car that's parked outside in the garage outside, 4 motorcycles. Four motorcycles. We lost 3 explorers and a ground truck in a fiasco that, hold on, I have a name for that. Gary totally botched, and Commander Reese is, he's got latrine duty, basically. He's not in her good graces at the moment. Right now, there are no explorers there. Your guys' explorer that you guys drove in is the only one in the area. Mm-hmm. Since the other two, our other two explorers are, one of the explorers and ground cars are back at Point True on a job, and the other explorer is down south working on an assignment.
So you guys lost 3 on one job. That must have been one heck of a job.
Yeah, it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be an easy one, too. So, which is why Commander Reese isn't too happy right now.
Yeah.
And you realize, talking with them, that it is probably about 100,000 credits worth of equipment lost.
Wow.
between the Explorer and the truck that you guys blew up as well. Yeah, she's not too happy right now. So you might want to try to avoid her. She's not in the best. And you'd never know it, though, man. She is... I don't think I've ever heard her yell at anybody. But
until that day.
No. She's just quiet and says her piece. And you better jump when she talks.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to be the first one that she yells at, so.
All right. So, one of you was a robotics person?
That's me.
That's you. So you are in the other part of that building. There is a robotic, a small robotic shop. They don't actually have a lot of robots. They've got two combat robots and three maintenance robots that kind of just... The combat robots typically, you find out they typically will man the outer towers at night, and then they're in during the day recharging, and then the maintenance robots are just they go around they do general upkeep in the buildings and stuff. They're not a lot of that the. You hear the robot tech grum, you know, we should just get more than we wouldn't have to do it kind of thing. So
hey, I'm all for that. More robots the better.
So he would be too. So he's the lone roboticist. So you're basically his backup when you're in town in the base now.
Awesome. I know where my hangout is.
So and then, but they take you around. So they've got you find out that there are tunnels, there are caverns, passages off this main cavern back behind the buildings. Only two of which are used. Beyond the, there's a passage just past the building that has the mess hall in it, and you find out that down that way is Cassandra's area. She's got her own place further back there, so you'll hear her bike going in and out of there all the time. It's a little bit of a ways back, but we'll never go back there. So, and then the other thing you find out is that there is down this another tunnel that's behind between the barracks and the tech building is basically a storage facility. Behind that, there is a tunnel, and they're like, this one goes way back in, but that's our power back there. There's a deep down in, there's the geothermal vent that we've tapped into. We've got a generator back there. And so the tech people you'll get trained on it eventually. Because we've got to maintain it in that, but that's way back deep in the hill. And then there's piping and stuff coming out from there. And that part of that storage building is also water processing and things like that, is what that building's used for. And then the fourth building, the fifth building, which is on the left side of the entrance, is more storage, actually, is what it is. So that's kind of the layout of the building. And the big central area is where they typically will park all their vehicles. So a lot of them are there. two ground cars. No, wait. One of the ground cars is gone. So one ground car, the one that he was driving the other day, there's three motorcycles and three of the big trucks parked just there in the center of the area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's what you find out about that stuff. Is there anything else you guys want to, you know, ask questions about, look into?
I think maybe good to just get a feel for who the people are that are working here, you know.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we're not going to want to be interrupting everybody's work. Hey, who are you? Hey, yeah. What are you doing? Hey.
Right.
But you know, try to get to know some folks. Okay.
I want to check out these storage areas. They got a lot of storage. Check out some of the storage areas. You know, play innocent. What are you doing there? Oh, I was just looking for spare parts for the explorers.
Yeah. So, yeah, the one by the entrance is mostly empty, actually. It looks like it's just a big, you could store shipping containers there. You could store the vehicles in there if you wanted to. Some of the vehicles, anyways. It's mostly
you could store
empty.
Artifacts such as steel.
Yeah, you could store, you know, it's really just a big warehouse type building. There's
nothing in it as a speak though at this time?
Not really. Okay. The other one that's back in the back looks more like it, there's part of it that's locked off. That's you find out it's the armory where they keep weapons and ammunition and stuff. There's, you know, the food storage is in that building. Looks like that one has the things that run the base. It's going to have your machine parts and your vehicle parts and anything they're not using right away. They've just got,
okay,
you know, just in case type stuff. So it's got a wide variety of stuff in it. And in fact, those of you that are involved in that are in and out of that one probably multiple times that day. They also take you out during the day for some target practice, and to kind of get a, you know,
a feel.
You get practice, get more feel for what you can and can't do, and you get the feeling that a lot of the day was spent just kind of evaluating what you really can do. You know, they heard what you said, they saw what you did the first day, and now they're really trying to dial in their assessment of you. But you do interact.
I do have one additional question.
Okay.
What levels are these robots?
The maintenance robots are level 2, and the combat robots are level 4.
Darn. Okay.
Can I practice with the Sonic Disruptor?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, up in the target range. It's pretty. There's also like an obstacle course and a workout course up there outside, for physical training and things like that. But yeah, they can accommodate any type of weapon.
Yeah, I know they got those
in the range. So, you get the, I mean, based on what you learn, more, this is probably, well, there's 7, 8, 9, 10, there's 16 members of the company are out on assignment. Based on that, and the fact that you know how many were killed at the last engagement, which was 11, 11 just got back. So, there were the two that were captured, and then there were 22 people there, so only half of them came back. So they've lost 11 of their 54 that are on staff. So 11 and 16, that's 30, 27. So there are 27 people here, plus you guys, at the moment.
All right, so it's more or less the skeleton staff.
Yeah.
Wait, Tom?
Yeah?
Does it seem like they get called out on jobs for, like, the same employer? Like, if they're getting missions to the same people?
That you don't know yet.
Okay.
Can we learn if there's a pattern to the, I mean, what a typical type of job that they do?
Yeah, a lot of it is basically security detail. That, you know, like the group that's in Point True right now, they're guarding something for somebody. They're just kind of making sure nothing goes wrong with that. They get called out sometimes to, especially with their big trucks, to go pick up stuff. Every once in a while, there'll be somebody will find something from like before the war or after or something, and they'll get hired to go just be brute muscle to go just pick it all up, load it up, and bring it back into town. Often it'll sit in that storage area by the entrance until the people who hired them to get it will come get it. That's what they say. That's what this one last one was supposed to be. They were supposed to just go, we were just supposed to go pick up. Supposedly somebody found a, got word of a crashed ship, and they were going to go, we got hired to go pick up the cargo and bring it in. And obviously it wasn't as crashed as they thought or something. We don't know. I mean, the people here, those that were there aren't saying much, and those that weren't on it, so they don't know that much. All they know is that they were supposed to go pick up a cargo from a downed ship, and they came home with their tail between their legs, and a lot of their buddies were killed.
Does their equipment seem to be mostly like a foreign issue? Like, you know, I'm trying to get at this, like pangalactic stuff, or?
It is mostly pangalactic. Yeah.
Is it more than anything else would normally be? Because, you know, pangalactic sells pretty much everything.
No, it is. I mean, considering you're on the planet that Strail is headquartered on and has invested a lot of money over the last 40 years into, it is much more predominant. I mean, it's almost exclusively pangalactic equipment. They don't actually have a lot of Strail gear here.
Okay.
And my brother said they don't take any deliveries, so.
Well, at least not from him.
Yeah, that stuff from probably off planet. That's true.
Hey. Are there any labels on those shipping containers that we could look at? Just the labels on, you know, not opening them up, just kind of seeing, like, where things are coming from?
You mean, like, in the storage areas?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of it's from, most of it actually is from Point True. I mean, Pangalactic does have a presence on the planet.
Yeah.
So, most of it looks like it's actually locally, you know, sold and manufactured. It's just they prefer to buy Pangalactic instead of Strail. I mean, some of it obviously is from off-world, but stuff that isn't manufactured here.
All right. I'm just curious about where everything's coming from, if that gives us more. If it's just Pangalactic. Okay. It's Mirko that works with Pangalactic, or does Mirko work with Strail?
Mirko is generic for everybody. It's Galactic Task Force that works with primarily with Pangalactic, yeah.
Okay. I don't see anything that...
No, there's nothing that seems to indicate a specific connection, at least not in the little bit you've seen so far being here for the day. A specific connection to Pangalactic. It just seems that the stuff that they buy from Pangalactic instead of from Strail for some reason.
Okay.
Whether they're getting a cut or a discount, you don't know, or if it's just a personal preference or whatever it is. All you know is that there is, it is mostly PGC stuff and not Strel stuff.
Okay.
How would I be able to find out where the job, who hired them for the job to pick up the down ship? That be something I ask the people? I'm asking you guys. Is that something I would ask? I don't know people skills.
I don't know. Ask Mac, people, or should I go on those other guys were throwing around. Did we run into a Mac?
Did we? I don't think
he was on kitchen duty. Wasn't he assigned to kitchen duty for failing?
I see. Oh, even gone to the kitchen.
Him. That was Gary.
Gary.
The guys were talking about Mac hired him.
Oh, that's right. It's a different one.
The one who failed the mission.
I take that. No, that's a continuity error on the GM's part. It's Gary, not Mac. I forgot I gave him a name during our session, but his name is Gary now, so it was Gary, not Mac. See, that's what happened.
Mac is the nickname those guys were using.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, something like that. It's Gary Mac Lemmerk.
There you go.
I'm going to put that in right now in my notes so I don't forget next time. All right. Yeah. I'll have to figure out why that's his nickname, but that's now his nickname. His real name's Gary.
I thought we had like a little lead there.
No, sorry. So, you know, that's the human that you saw get blasted.
And he survived because of the, yeah.
The shield.
Yep. All right. Where All else right. could we look for stuff here? I guess we saw him get blasted, but if he's getting blasted, he probably didn't see much of us. Maybe we should go talk to the guy in the KP duty.
You can if you want.
Yeah, I could do that. My guy would be hanging
out. He didn't see me at all, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see if we can get anything from him. Like,
yeah, if he saw anybody, it was most likely Dole or Jill.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were on top.
I'm just gonna, you know, grab the equivalent of a turkey leg and then walk in there and eat it while I'm talking to him.
Okay.
And I'll stay back. Just in case.
You know what? I'm gonna go to a computer. Is there a computer room in here?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to a computer room and see if I could get a log or like the entryway, the jobs that are going on and the jobs they've done for like the past 5 days. See if I can get info.
Okay. So
I think for the most part, I'm just going to be familiarizing myself with the robots and you know, doing whatever I can to help them with them.
All right.
So
how about
ignore me for a bit?
What's Dole doing?
Dole? Eric?
Eric?
Oh, did he lose his ability to speak? We see your little icon flashing, but we're not hearing you, Eric.
Move away from the light, Eric.
But closer to the mic.
How about Jill? What is Jill going to do?
Jill is going to probably keep to herself. She'll maybe find a quiet place to sit and listen to people talk, see if I can gather up any interesting intel.
Okay. Yeah, Eric, if you're talking, we're not hearing you at all.
Okay.
Okay, well, while Eric's hopefully figuring out that his audio issues. So when you sit down at the computer, Chicheka, you you can just sitting at the computer terminal. There's a computer room that you can't get into. That's where the actual computer is. Your thumbprint doesn't open that door. But there are terminals. There are terminals like one in the tech room in the garage. There's a couple in the mess hall. There's one in the conference room.
Okay, communal computer.
Yeah, and so those ones, there's some communication programs, a little bit of databases with kind of library type materials. You have access to the planet-wide computer network, the Star Frontier's equivalent of the internet, and the but beyond that, there's not much else you can access from those computers. Then the one in the tech labs have access to information like the repair manuals for all the vehicles and technical data, stuff like that.
What about tracking logs?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to think, what are the little books that you go and get the repair manuals for every make and model of car? You got one for each of your vehicles.
Yeah.
but they're digital.
which one, the Haynes or the...
No. It's the other one.
Oh, it was the other one. Anyway.
You all know what I'm talking about because you've all seen them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the information you're looking for is behind security. If you want to try to get to that, you don't have access to it without trying to break into the security system on the computers.
Yes. Didn't we get the codes?
No, those were just like vocal radio codes that you got.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For the community. Oh.
Which, actually, they told you.
I know. Oh, go to this frequency so we can keep in touch.
Exactly. So that was part of your orientation day, too, was how to, radio protocol if you're out on a mission. And it matches up exactly with what they told you.
Amazingly, we're able to learn it really quick.
All right, so Jill was just going to be listening, and John was going to be studying. Chikara was going to be looking at the robots, and Rennie was going to talk to Gary. So he's not very talkative. He's a little frustrated, although you do get a little bit out of him. He's actually fairly high up in the command structure of the group. He was the lead of that whole operation. And he's very upset and very bitter. He mentions a couple times if he ever figures out who those people were, because he has no idea. But you also get that impression. He has no idea who was there, who it was there, and he never really got a good look at him. He just knows it was Streel, so he mainly is cursing Streel. You get the impression that if he ever figured out that you guys were the ones that did it, you would not want to meet him in a dark alley anytime soon, because he would definitely want his revenge.
Well, what was his impression? Like, what was he supposed to do? Is he like, all we were supposed to do is just go pick it up?
Yeah, you get that. They were expecting a crash spaceship that they would be able to go and basically offload the stuff. There might have been some, you know, a little bit of resistance. But they weren't expecting the level of resistance that they had, that they got. Yeah, they definitely weren't expecting the ship to be shooting back for Adam. And it basically...
They were just blindly brilliant, that's all.
and at some level, they also were a little bit... you get the impression there's a little bit of shell shock there still from it, because it happened so quickly that they took out all the ship, all the explorers. So he didn't think it was gonna. He didn't expect it to go as badly as it did. He wasn't. He wasn't expecting to get out with no casualties, especially once they found out there were active people there to resist. But he didn't expect it to be as bad as it was, and he didn't expect to not succeed in the mission.
Okay, I was just curious if I could get anything from them, but that actually does help a lot. How long had they planned the mission? That was the other.
It was. They were actually doing something else, and they got a call that said go.
Okay.
Here. It was supposed to be a low risk, high pay, quick job.
Okay.
And it completely inverted on them.
What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. So, and Jill gets that the general demeanor of the company is down right now. They're a little, you know, this was kind of a blow to them to lose that many people. Beyond that, it sounds like mostly what they do is fairly routine stuff. There's not a lot of you get the impression they do get into fights occasionally, but that's not their primary type of job. They typically are escort or transport, and occasionally, you know, basic security details. Rarely do they have to go in and fight their way in or out of something. They're all trained at some level to do that if they need to, but that's not what they normally do.
Do I get a sense of the type of organization it is? For example, would they fire upon people without provocation?
No. You get the impression that not really. Unless that's the. I mean, they will hire out for a raid if they need to, but you get the impression that Cassandra's pretty careful about those kind of jobs that she takes. That for the most part, they're on the up and up. They're not like a pirate band or something like that. They are hired guns, and they will go in and do that kind of stuff. But
nobody with a peg leg walking around.
Yeah, no, she's pretty selective about the type of those kind of jobs she takes.
Someone was taking advantage of her in hiring the company for this job.
Yeah. It seems like they were told it was just a down ship.
Yeah.
So it's not these people that shot it down.
Yeah. You also, throughout the day, you get the impression that they're more willing, or Cassandra at least is more willing to take those kind of jobs if they're against Streel.
She's got a vendetta.
And so nobody actually says that, but you just get, as you start talking to people about the kind of things that they do and what comes up, you kind of get that general impression that for the most part it's guard duty and escort duty, and they don't fire the first shot. You know, if somebody starts shooting at them, they'll shoot back. But they will take raid type jobs if it's against other people that are known to be troublemakers, or if it's against a Streel target. They'll be more willing to take those kind of jobs. Or she question. Will be more willing to take those kind of jobs. Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's true.
Timeline question. What's the... I have to ask this, but it was like four sessions ago. What's the timeline with Lacko's War compared to where we are now?
It is ongoing.
Okay.
Although it's in the later stages at this point. It's kind of in the wrap-up stage. Streel is leaving. And PGC has control of the planet for the most part.
Is there any way that we'd be able to tell if anybody had like a, I don't know, Lacko accents?
Probably not yet.
Okay. Just curious. I'm just wondering if there's something that way involved.
Yeah.
All right.
Not that you can tell at this point. Let's see. What else was I going to tell you guys based on what you were doing? I think that about covers what you can learn the first day.
Okay. That's actually a lot for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I assume that's everything you guys, after in the evening, you guys get together and chat and compare notes and
yeah,
and you've all been talking to different people all day long, so you've had an opportunity to find out, and it's, they're not like trying to hide what they do. I mean, it's what they do, it's their job. They talk about it, they tell you
what's, they're not in bed.
Yeah, you know, it's, so you're able to piece that together. You also get the impression that Cassandra's fairly involved with the group, and you see her multiple times throughout the day. She'll come in and talk to people and that. And I wouldn't say it's a personality cult type following, but they definitely respect her and look up to her. And she seems to know what she's doing. She's not just a, you know, a pretty figurehead. She seems to be the one running the show. So.
Honestly, guys, I'm thinking we may not need to raid this place. I think our real target is whoever hired her.
Yeah. They
probably knew that she wouldn't be too much questioning if it was a Streel target.
Or well, they knew that she's anti-Streel and used her as a dummy.
I mean, because that kind of information, I mean, that kind of pattern would eventually emerge for people that do the hiring of such companies. So I think working here for a little bit is a good thing. We just keep our ears out for any indication of who hired them for that job.
You gotta get into those computers.
Hey, did we save any of those cameras?
Which camera?
Yes, you went back and got them.
Oh, yeah, those were.
Nobody pays attention to a robot. Do you think we can install one of our cameras on a robot?
Brilliant.
you know, going around in some of those areas. Maybe we'll pick
like up one of the maintenance robots.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, we've got finally somebody who actually knows what they're doing with robots.
Yeah, well, I have a level 2 skill. The maintenance robots are level 2.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so we're going to stop right here for, we'll say it is basically evening. Dinner's over. You guys have been oriented. You can go back to your bunks or whatever. You guys can spend the next 2 weeks before we play again deciding what you want to do next. Discussed in the chat here, but we're gonna wrap up for tonight, and end there. So, I think that went pretty well.
Yeah. I think we just get
a lot of fun.
Some stuff.
Hopefully, everybody got to do something interesting.
I got to see my bro.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That meant you didn't have to sleep on the floor.
Exactly.
That worked for me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was good. Is there anything you need from us, Tom?
No. Keep track. I'll monitor what you guys discuss here, and you can ask me questions, and I'll try to answer them.
Okay.
I will keep working on the details of the mercenary company.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll have a map for you of the area.
The base.
Okay. Of the base. I actually have it. Mostly done. I just have to do the part outside the cave.
If we had a map, we could just climb in there.
I sketched it up the other day, so I just need to make sure that I don't have it here in front of me. Everything I was describing was going by memory, and so I'll just double check make sure the map matches the things I described to you guys, and then I'll post it here in the Discord channel.
Okay.
Quick question.
Okay.
That list of stuff I wanted to get for Explorer, do they have some of that stuff in their storage area so that way I could just sort of put it in our Explorer and then
probably
just go through and erase it from their storage list?
Let's see, where is your list at?
He hates Trill. We like Trill. So you know what? I don't mind.
Yeah, but let's not get in trouble too soon.
No, not right now, but I want to know if I can, you know, just like a fire extinguisher for now. No. Flashlight.
Yeah.
Build up.
Yeah, we can probably get some of that stuff. You can probably get
we already killed 11 of their guys. A little faster.
That's Strill. We're Strill. Let's not forget that.
What you talking about? I'm a merc.
Do we have to be?
You know,
if these people pay better and they're not inherently evil.
I wouldn't say they pay better. I'd say double dipping is better than just a single paycheck.
Yeah, I agree with that.
To be sure.
Yeah, I'll look over that list and
okay.
See what you can requisition once you're here.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If you can requisition some of the stuff above boards, that's even better.
Well, let's give it a try.
Okay.
Because I mean, it wasn't like I was taking a whole bunch of
stuff. Yeah, no, most of the smaller stuff wouldn't be an issue at all.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we'll call it a night, and we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
All right. Take care of you, buddy. All right.
Thanks, guys. See ya.